Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, where we now, Fitzy, have a Christmas tree. Some of us would argue it's 4 days too early, but we have a Christmas tree.
Festivity. I had that debate last night, actually, driving through the neighborhood. One neighbor has their house, and I am talking like borderline full Griswold. I was thinking like, ooh, yes. I wonder, I know Hart would appreciate this house. But would he say it's too early? Like the fence, the lights, colored lights that intermittently flash woven in and out of each picket, all the trim, the roof. Like you could see this house from space like it's the top of the Luxor. I kind of love it.
I love that he does it early so it's ready to go. I just wouldn't turn it on until either Thursday night or Friday night, whichever you choose.
But and like an 8 foot tall inflatable bumble from Rudolph
love
on
it.
Like the widow's walk.
Love it. The 15-foot tall one doesn't last, so tell your neighbor don't go buy that one. It rips very easily, and then you have to return it to get your money back. It's a whole thing. It is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, but it's time now for our three-point stances.
Green 19! Green 19! Green 19! Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and it's brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident or you put up your tree too early, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
I absolutely am.
Okay, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Something Drake May just said to us was music to my ears, and it's validating something I've always thought about him. Listen, and then I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Those guys on the sideline, it won't happen again. Me throwing it wasn't like that to him, and it didn't.
That right there. I told the boys on the sideline I won't throw one like that to them again, and it didn't. That is the quiet confidence, the cockiness, the cocksuredness, whatever you, that is what I love about Drake May. We all see Shedeur Sanders and some of these other guys that are outwardly cocky, telling everyone how good they are before they prove how good they are. I've never been a big believer in athletes doing that, right? Walk softly, talk softly, and carry a big stick. Drake May has a big stick, but he has that in him. He just dropped the microphone in terms of, I told the boys I messed up. That's on me, that accountability, but it won't happen again. And what did he do? Oh, he went out there and he led them to victory. He turned things around. All his numbers exploded after the slow start. He is a sneaky, quiet assassin. He may not be known as the killer instinct guy, but he's got the killer instinct.
Congratulations to him and his big stick.
All right, move on. It's a phrase.
I mean, you think any of us didn't?
It's a phrase. Don't you know? It was one of the Roosevelts or something. Teddy, one of those back in the day.
Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick.
That's what Drake May does. He lulls us to sleep in these interviews with like, oh, he always defers. And, oh, the MVP chants were for Travion and the MVP. You know what he thinks? He thinks everyone sucks but me. Remember the skit on Saturday Night Live?
The Tom Brady one.
Yes. Yeah. He believes he's
Simpsons, yeah.
And I think the job he's in, Dan Ball, you have to believe you're the best. Right? Remember that whole Eli thing back in the day when they asked Eli if he was elite? And he was like, yeah, I'm elite. If I don't think I'm elite, then I probably shouldn't be doing this really difficult job in front of millions of people. Drake May has that just fire, that Michael Jordan. You know, remember the Last Dance? And I took that personally. I feel like that's Drake May. He's just like putting things in the vault, in the vault of motivation, in the vault of confidence. And every once in a while, though, the real Drake May slips out, and he slipped out there, and this is not a bad thing. So don't anybody say I'm trying to accuse him of anything. This is why your quarterback is an elite franchise quarterback. It's why you are a Super Bowl contender, and it's why you're going to play important football games for the next 10 to 15 years with that guy making $500 million. Drake May has a big stick. I feel like that's going to be misappropriated
for a very long time to come.
Taken out of context. Now I know how the athletes feel. Taken out of context.
It's his quiet confidence that I appreciate. And, you know, he still comes across aw shucks, humble pie, and all that jazz. But you know that he feels like if you give me the ball in the corner, you know, big shot Bob Horry style, I'll hit it.
Yes.
Like, I actually, not just if you give it to me, no, I want you to pass it to me because yes. I know I can do it.
And if I throw an interception over the middle that the other guy returns for a touchdown, well, now they're in trouble because I got that out of the way. Now I'm going to dice them up. Now I'm going to kick their asses. Like, he has a very particular set of skills, Fitzy.
Skills that make him a nightmare for people like you.
Correct.
I would also like to, you know what I would love? To be standing around like the fire pit / the turkey fryer on Thanksgiving, outdoor TV on, you're watching Packers Lions, and maybe like Drake and his brothers are having like their second or their third Bud Long Neck, and he's starting to like, you know, the truth serum is working, and I'd ask him like, all right, tell me honestly, how pissed are you that you lost to the Raiders week one or that you guys turned the ball over 5 times week three? He would tell you, I guarantee you, he's like, that has kept me up so many nights because you know, like the Raiders just fired Chip Kelly, for God's sakes. They stink.
Yep.
And they're better than Pittsburgh. He knows it. And I bet you that's eating at him. That's part of his drive.
And remember when we got that little snippet of Tom Brady's true drive? We had seen it over the years in various ways, but those emails in Deflategate when he was comparing himself to Peyton Manning.
Peyton's,
he's like,
done. I'm playing another 10 years.
Right. Game on. Those are the types of things that I think are in Drake May's makeup, and I flipping love it. I thought he dropped the mic. Won't happen again, and it didn't. He's right. It didn't. They won. Game over. Big stick. Winner.
That's true. That's right. You started 3 for 8 for 16 yards, and then went 104 yards and a touchdown to Hunter Henry right after that. That's the physical manifestation, the bounce back that you see on the field of what I think he does, which is, I would even take it a step further than what you said at the beginning, Andy. He doesn't think that he's better than everybody else. He knows it.
Yes. He
doesn't say.
That's the important part where I watch Shadur.
He believes it, and that's the thing. It's that constitutional faith he has in himself, his resilience, and his abilities, Dan, that I think I like just as much as his hyper-athletic ability and prowess on the field.
And I think you see that in this whole Cam Newton, Stephen A. thing. And he got a couple letters away from saying something really interesting today when you asked him about that, where he said, you know, I don't listen to people. Don't really talk to that much. And then he kind of like...
It was indigestion. I'm gonna take his side in this. It was indigestion. It was not
probably
the R word.
He just had a protein shake or something. He's digesting after he calls us.
What is that word you think he was going to say?
Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Right.
He was going to sing. It came on the radio. Man.
That's too bad. Then we really missed our may or may not opportunity.
Oh, man.
Drake May karaoke on afternoons, may or may not. I think that would be a quick may not. But yeah, no, I think that's the same kind of idea where he has his circle of people. He has his brothers. He has his wife, like the small group of people that he trusts. And everybody else, I don't really need to hear what you're going to say because I wouldn't take your advice. I don't really care about your opinion. And I'm good. And I'm going to show everybody that.
And I'm going to take it one step further. I think this is another way in which the quarterback and the head coach are aligned. I don't think they have to always tell you how good they are at their job. I think people that do that have some insecurities. Shedeur Sanders would be my example. I think he believes inside that he's good, but him doing it as like a carnival barker, telling you, watch out, if I get practice, it's going to be like, he's trying to convince the world. Just go out there and convince the world with your passes, with your wins, with your statistics, like Drake May has done. Jerod Mayo, a year ago, had to tell us everything. Remember, he was telling us he was a stoic leader. That's the kind of man on this and that. I don't feel like Vrabel does that. I think Vrabel just shows you how he's going to lead. And sometimes he acknowledges, oh, I messed up or I should have done this differently. You know why he can do that? Because he's so confident in how good he actually is at the job. So I think there's a quiet confidence in these two. Drop the mic. Now, Vrabel's is a little less quiet at times. You know, once their trick plays ran out, we squashed them or whatever.
Yeah, last question. They don't have any.
But he's also, remember, in year 7 in the NFL, like, so he's further down the road. I think Drake will choose when to spread his cockiness more down the road when he has, you know, 2 MVPs under his belt, a trip to the Super Bowl, 3 all, like, whatever. But I do think they are aligned. I think they are aligned in that way, that they truly believe they have a true confidence, not a false confidence, that some people, you think it doesn't happen? There are quarterbacks and coaches in football that have false confidence. Yours do not.
Well, that works for me. That another intangible that that certainly works for me and works for Patriots fans. But we'll move along to Nick Fitzy-Stevens. Are you ready, my friend?
I'm sold, Phil. Yes, I'm ready to go.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
One of the nicest things about what's going on with your New England Patriots right now, watch Drake May, Mike Vrabel, the team winning 9 in a row, 10 overall, road warriors et al., is that in addition to loving every Patriots game, whether it's a nail biter like yesterday, a laugher and a runaway like some of the previous weeks against Tennessee and the Browns, it's made watching other games fun again. I'll explain. Yes, the Patriots are making me fall in love with watching other games, and not just sweet relief because we're done with the postgame show and finally it's time to kick back, relax, have some nachos and a cold beverage after a long day. No, for years, or at least for half a decade, we, or at least I know I did, and I imagine many of you did as well, would watch these games and think, ah, God, it must be so fun to have a team that's fun to watch. It must be so fun to have a team that you can root for. It must be fun to have playmakers. It must be fun to have hope. It must be fun to have something to look forward to. And I know we had that for 2 decades like no other fan base in the world. But now, once again, we do have all that. So out goes all the envy, out goes all the longing, out goes all the negativity and the ruining and the wistfulness, and in comes appreciation for the greatest sport in the world. I love football again. Thank you, Patriots.
Wow. Are you telling me how to feel? I got to play the role of Ted since he's not here today. You just tell me how you feel.
I'm telling you how I feel.
Okay.
You can feel how you and your big stick and your Drake May love can feel however you want. That's how I feel. And it has been the best ancillary side effect to the Patriots season thus far. Yeah, my kid's getting more into it again. My son loving Drake May. It's been great. I love watching football on the whole. Again, whether I'm watching the Patriots in whatever uniform and whatever uniform combination, but I especially love watching other teams play again too, because I'm not watching them thinking, oh, my team sucks. This team's awesome. I wish we had it like them.
No, it's the exact opposite. And I have bought into a little bit of this, I think, similar to you, Fitzy. You watch other teams, especially in the good games, and you're immediately thinking, well, how do the Patriots measure up? How do they compare? Would they have a chance? If they played them in the playoffs, what would happen? For example, I did that last night, actually, and I was watching the Rams dismantle Baker Mayfield and the Bucks, and I was like, hey, Drake, hey, Mike, you guys aren't ready for that smoke just yet. The Rams look really, really flipping good. That was my take. But I agree with you. Watching those games is a little different now than it was a year ago when the letdown from the Patriots was just like a letdown. Like, that wasn't fun. Maybe I'll try to find another game that's entertaining, but they're not even in this league. There is a different way to watch football now that the Patriots are back in not only the conversation, they're kind of leading the conversation by nature of their record. And yeah, that was my one takeaway last night is Matthew Stafford's really good. I don't know if I'm going to win my Drake May MVP bet unless Matthew Stafford gets hurt. And if the Patriots play the Rams in the Super Bowl as currently constructed, I'll probably be picking the Rams.
Is 30 touchdowns and 2 picks on a season good?
Is that good? Is that they say you're supposed to have a 2-to-1 interception, a touchdown interception ratio. Does that I'm not great at math. Is that
That's close. I mean, 15-1, 2-1, basically the same thing. Brian Frazoco brought this up in our group chat last night as well, and it's a very pessimistic way of looking at things. But did the win over the Bucks and the win over the Bills, have they kind of been lessened in terms of significance at all with the way both of those teams are playing?
I don't believe.
Go ahead, Fitzy.
Absolutely not. No.
Good.
No.
Tell
me why. I mean, listen, the Bucks are injury savaged at this point. Baker Mayfield looks like the guy who plays chaos or mayhem in the Allstate commercials at the end of the commercial right now. The guy looks like he washed up from a plane accident. And the rest of their roster is in similar throes right now. Yeah, Buffalo is struggling, but there are a lot of teams in the NFL right now, Dan, Brian, Stan, et al., that people would still take the Bills against, and some of those teams are really, really good. So, no, and those games were also on the road, so I do not believe in any way, shape, or form that the way the Bucks or the Bills are playing right now lessens the significance, impact, or importance of the New England Patriots' wins against them a few weeks ago.
That was also another example right there, that little interaction between you, Dan, the question, and then Fitzy's immediate response. No, no, that's ridiculous. No, no, that's ridiculous.
Are you out of your mind?
Diminish him. Fitzy's back, baby. He's back on the bandwagon.
Yeah, let's go.
He's feeling the Foxborough fandom. He didn't even think. That was just an auto reaction. And then he brought the words to back it up afterwards, but that was no, that's ridiculous, Dan. Because, Dan, the real answer, the objective answer is, you kind of got to look at those wins a little different. I don't know if now.
I'll blow it out your big stick.
Flip side, and it may change tonight, but the Panthers are a better win than when you beat the Panthers. And if the Panthers beat the Niners, I said if, I didn't say when, because I actually took the Niners, and I don't think it's going to happen, but if they were to do that, and these comparison things are getting harder to do. Like, everybody's diminishing the Patriots win. Not everybody, but there are people diminishing the Patriots win from yesterday. I saw the Lions in a dogfight, right? The Lions are in a dogfight.
Against a team you're playing next week that had a pretty deep bag of tricks, guy.
Yes, and there was one more game yesterday that was an absolute dogfight between an also-ran and a good team that pulled it out in the end. This happens in the NFL. Yeah, this whole A equals B and B equals C, so A equals C. Nope, we're not. Seattle, Tennessee, was in a dogfight with the team that's going
to
pick number one
overall. They needed to recover an
onside
kick to hold on to a win that they had by 20 points. By the way, I want to say to the MVP discussion real quick, I actually think Drake May is third right now. I would say it is Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott.
Oh, get out of here.
And then Drake May.
What, the 500 football team in Dallas who's throwing to two elite receivers? You're going to tell me he's better than Drake May who's throwing a Mac Hollins?
I didn't say better.
You said he's number two.
Yes, in the MVP race, I would say Dak Prescott and Drake May are neck and neck.
No, that's ridiculous. All the talent on that Dallas offense. Get the hell out of here, Fitzy. I was just praising you for being a fanboy again.
And their defense did get much better with the Quinnen Williams thing. By the way, incredible move made by Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, people don't want to acknowledge this, is a pretty good GM at times. Like, when you look and go, oh, they got CeeDee Lamb, or that trade they made a few years ago for Amari Cooper. Like, change their offense. Like, he does moves as a general manager.
George Pickens.
Yeah, that was a great, but he got Quinnen Williams and a first-round draft pick and Kenny Clark, basically, for Micah Parsons in a second. Like, that's... Yeah.
Now, it's a house of cards, because if you look at those, there is no more of a sourpussed wide receiver tandem than CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Like, you see, they both got benched last week. They missed, what did they miss, a meeting, a bus, something?
Yeah, they were out in Vegas drinking and staying out late. It was ridiculous.
Went in Vegas.
But last night, so one ball hits CeeDee Lamb literally in the nuts in the end zone, and he drops it. He's like, Dak, put it up in the air. No, I threw it where you should catch it. It hit you in the balls. Catch the football. And then Pickens didn't get the ball thrown to him, and he's walking back like flinging it. CeeDee Lamb screaming on the sideline. So that's the one thing I will say. There's more talent in the wide receiver room in Dallas. Also, way more headaches. And thank God we don't have that here in New England with Steph Diggs, Mac Hollins, and company. But for shame, Fitzy. Drake may not be the MVP leader, but he's second.
All right. I'm just saying, I think Dak Prescott deserves to be heard from in the race, because the dude is, yes, he has elite receivers, but the dude is carrying the team. And that's a pretty impressive win yesterday, to be down 21-0 at home against the Eagles and come all the way back. He's doing a good job. Give him his props, man.
I don't know if that was an impressive win or an impressive gag job by the Eagles, who I don't know what happened to Saquon Barkley. I predicted you never have back-to-back great years.
It's the DeMarco Murray effect.
Forget great. The guy runs for 1 yard every carry. Like, the guy stinks now. 617-779-7937. Let's work in a phone call. Lee in Maine. What's up, Lee?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Super.
How are you, Lee?
Super. Doing good. Hey, listen, you know, this whole strength of schedule thing, and I heard you guys, you know, just a few minutes ago about, you know, if Carolina beats San Fran and then the win over Carolina looks a little different and whatnot. And, you know, I am so sick of hearing the strength of schedule thing. So here are some facts. There have been, in NFL history, 9 teams that won the Super Bowl who had a strength of schedule the year they won it better than 500. Out of all of the teams that have won the Super Bowl, historically, they pretty much have been teams that have the easier schedules. You look at the 2021 Kansas City Chiefs, third easiest schedule in football. Look at the 2016 Philadelphia Eagles, the easiest schedule in football. And it's a very common thing. Last place teams, you know, second to last place teams play the competition that finished in the same places as them the year before. They play a schedule based on their strength the year before. There's nothing that the team can do but play the teams that are in front of them. But again, everybody's talking about this. Why is nobody talking about the fact that in all the Super Bowl winners, only 9 of them had a schedule the year they won it that was better than 500? Every other Super Bowl winning team played a schedule that their competition had less than 500 winning percentage.
Thanks for the call, Lee. And I hope you make it off the train tracks or wherever you are, because was I the only one there felt like there was building tension because there was something getting closer and louder? I don't know if his window was down or what it was, but it was stressing me out.
Was Lee on the run?
Maybe.
From something?
I was going to say, I didn't kill my wife.
Yeah. Like, there was one of those like old cartoons where the woman is tied to the train tracks and the train is arriving soon. That was scary. But I get his point. I do want to just remind people, there's only 3 games now in the modern schedule that are affected by your previous year's spot in the standings. It's not like your entire, like, there's some good fortune when you play certain divisions rotationally, but it's only 3 games that are affected. Next year, you'll have 3 different games where you're playing first place teams instead of last place teams. But yes, it's 3 games. We'll get more into the schedule talk, the strength of schedule of the Patriots, paper tigers, are they fool's gold? If you believe that, was your argument strengthened with the win, quote-unquote, in Cincinnati that some people don't feel all that great about? Up next, we will be talking, hopefully, to Marcus Jones, whose pick 6 was a huge part of the comeback and the win in Cincinnati here on a Patriots.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Monday, WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday, and right to the guest line for the man in that highlight, Patriots defensive back, punt returner, and co-captain Marcus Jones. Mr. Jones, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Is that the best feeling that a defensive back can have? Cut, break on the ball, grab the ball, and then just see open field towards the end zone in front of you?
Yeah, no, I would definitely say that. You know, it's one of those situations to where, you know, we don't get too many opportunities like those, so we got to take advantage of every time that we can, you know.
Hey, Marcus, what's up with you and pick sixes against the Bengals? Do you wish you could play them every week? Like, you had one in 2022, you play them last year, you get one this year as well. Like, that's like your good luck team.
People say that, but at the end of the day, like, any time that we can make plays on a ball, you know, we try to make it. And I'm always trying to cause the situations of turnovers any time that we're playing opposing offenses. So I don't really look at it like that. But if you guys want to take it that way, then that's cool.
Sticking one more question on that play, were you baiting him? Did it just kind of look like that? Because the back was kind of open, and then he kind of pumped, and then he threw. Were you baiting him? How'd that play out in your eyes?
Yeah, a little something like that. You know, I've seen him kind of going through his progressions and everything. And once his eyes were kind of downfield for a little moment, I was like, usually, you know, quarterbacks, they try to go down to their checkdowns. So I didn't be too aggressive at the beginning. And then I've seen him end up going back to the back, and I was like, it's time to close space and everything. So.
Marcus, was that game yesterday more physical than you anticipated? Seemed, you know, a lot of guys getting hurt early, later in the game as well. Cincinnati seemed like they were really up for the challenge.
I would say this, you know, first off, I hate, you know, whenever, you know, guys get injured, first off, from, you know, both teams. But I will say, you know, every Sunday is a physical game. Any given Sunday, you know, you can lose a game. And that's one thing about the National Football League is the competition is high every single Sunday. So it was a hard fought game for sure, but we came out with a W, so I'm proud of our guys.
Marcus, you said, you know, you hate when people get injured, and we do too as fans, and there was a lot yesterday. There felt like there were just injuries both sides of the sidelines, like, and I was wondering as a player, how do you compartmentalize that when you know you see Will Campbell go off on a cart, or T. Higgins sort of looked like he was knocked out? How do you get that out of your mind and just go on to the next snap?
Yeah, our main thing is that, you know, different players have different ways of going about it. You know, I usually always try to say a prayer or something like that, you know, from the sense of safety and, you know, hope the best for those guys and everything. And then when it comes down to it of us, like, you know, resetting our minds, like, all right, we're doing it for that guy that, you know, ended up getting hurt, especially if it's on our team. You know what I mean? We want to get the W for those guys because we know of the hard work and dedication that they've had in the situation of the offseason, training camp, and also the season, you know, so.
Marcus, the last play, the big breakup at the end, that was a nail-biter of a drive as well. Two things. One, how big was it to see Carlton Davis have his best drive of the year and come up with a couple of big plays that, quite frankly, you guys don't win if he doesn't make? And two, what did you see there that led you to break that up with Gesicki to flip the ball back to you guys?
Yeah, first off, CD, man, he's the ultimate competitor 24/7, you know. Cornerback is a position to where, you know, they love you when they love you and they hate you when they hate you. you know. but the main thing is, you know, I will say, you know, us as a defensive back group, man, like, we have a standard for one another and just for our room, and we're going to compete 24/7. That's one of those situations to where, you know, we know the hard work and dedication that CD puts in every single day that he comes into the facility and even at practices and stuff like that. Like, it's nothing new to us. We know the standard that he has for himself. And then to play with Gesicki, first off, man, I got to give props to our D-line of putting pressure on the quarterback. KC hit him, and then the ball ended up floating a little bit more. And then I was able to end up getting the pass break up.
And you weren't early, right? You weren't there early, because it seemed like Gesicki thought you were early.
Yeah, you know, no, I wasn't. It's crazy, because the one thing I will say is when everything slowed down, it's more dramatic than it really is.
I wanted to ask you, we've talked in various ways about your spirit, playing style, physicality, but I think last time I checked, you were third on the team in tackles. And we know you're an undersized defensive back. How much pride do you take when you see something like that, when you're up there with the tackling leaders?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the guys that know me, especially part of the team, I got that little man syndrome in a sense. You know, I'm thinking every single time I'm on the field, I'm 6'3", 215, I would say. But when it comes down to it, you know, I've been playing football for a long time, and, you know, everyone that's been part of the National Football League, you know, they take pride, especially on the defensive side. You know, it's different from having the ball in your hand and, you know, making moves and doing all those things. But usually I'm always tackling guys that's bigger than me, and that's just what it is, and I understand it. And every single play, I'm out there for a reason. So whatever I need to do to get that guy down or cause turnovers, I'm down to do it.
Marcus, I wanted to ask also about the game on the whole, you know, hanging on for a win that could have gone either way. You guys are down. Pick six puts you guys up. May have felt like it was in the balance for the majority of the game. Is that the kind of challenge that turns into a real character builder for your team going forward?
For sure. Like, every win isn't going to be perfect. And it's going to be some of those situations to where, you know, you're down and you need someone to make a play, and, you know, you got to lean on the offense. The offense got to lean on defense. Defense might have to lean on special teams, you know. So that's the main thing about it. Like, Rave talked to us on the sideline, which was a very crucial point in the game. I think we were down 10, and he was just talking about, you know, we knew we would end up being in a situation like this. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to respond? That's the main thing. And everyone wasn't freaking out and stuff, and we just, you know, taking it one play at a time and trusting the offense. And, you know, if the offense don't do something to where, you know, they would like to do it, well, defense, we're going to get the ball right back to them. So it doesn't matter how it goes. Like, we're the defense that likes to always put out the fire and then get the ball back to Drake. And, you know, we have a whole bunch of, I would say, confidence for sure, whenever Ten has the ball in his hands.
Marcus, coach Vrabel made a comment this morning about wanting to, I think, said jumpstart the punt return game again or get it started again. Just wondering how you feel things have been going in the area of punt returns and maybe what needs to be better to get a few more plays.
Yeah, the punt return, I would say, man, it's tricky. You know, people are being pretty smart about it. You know, they're putting a little bit more hang time than usual on some of the punts and stuff like that, so that allows their coverage team to get down there a little bit faster. But the main thing is just making smart decisions at the end of the day. You know, it might be to where I'm fair catching. Of course, we want to end up, you know, getting a first down for the offense, but the main thing is getting possession first, you know. So that's the main thing I kind of say about it. And I know my guys, they're working hard when it comes down to blocking and everything, but at the end of the day, I got to make the smartest decision. Of course, I want to return everyone that I can. However, you know, like I said, making the smartest decision is the best thing.
You fired up to be the number one seed, 10 wins, 9 in a row, and on Monday Night Football next week after the holiday?
Yeah, I'm most excited that we're playing, you know, on Monday night. That's the main thing. I don't really care too much about the situation of the number one seed. You know, if we go 1-0, and I'm honestly being honest with you, we go 1-0 each week and everything like that, it'll take care of itself.
Does the Monday night thing still hold that value? We were talking about it earlier. Even though Sunday Night Football has kind of become the marquee game, Monday Night Football all your contemporaries, everybody in the league who's not playing, if they want to be watching, they're watching. There's a good chance there's literally 80% of the league watching. Does that still matter that you know everybody in the league's watching?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime that you're the only game on television in the National Football League, it means a lot. You know, everyone's watching. You get to put on a show and everything, and I'm most excited that we get to, you know, end up being in the best stadium in the National Football League to meet with the best fans.
And Marcus, for last one for me, Thanksgiving coming up. What kind of plans do you have? And what does Marcus Jones go for first? Whether it's an appetizer, a side dish, or a pie? What's your favorite on Thanksgiving?
That's a great question. All right, so I'm a big turkey guy, so I love turkey. I love that. Also ham. People are crazy about baked mac and cheese. I don't do baked mac and cheese. I'm sorry, guys. For people that, you know, might be upset, I don't do that.
It doesn't belong on a Thanksgiving table. Good for you.
I'm not saying it doesn't belong, but I'm Kraft mac and cheese. I'm just not a baked mac and cheese type of person.
Wow.
And then I would say apple pie is pretty cool. You know, I eat apple pie every once in a while and everything, but that's the main thing I could think that's on my mind right now.
Marcus, before we let you go, I don't know if you've noticed up here, high school football is huge on Thanksgiving. Pretty much every high school in the state of Massachusetts plays. Some of the rivalries go back literally 100-plus years. And some of these guys will be playing their final ever football game on Thursday. You know, they won't be going to college or the NFL. Just wondering, what are your best memories from high school football? Even though you knew you were going on to play in college and you're in the NFL, what are your best memories from high school football?
I would say, you know, just the relationships and the friendships that I had whenever I was in high school. You know, it was one of those, anybody that's in the National Football League or even in college, you'll never forget Friday night lights. It's great. The connections that you end up having with the situation of your high school coaches, you never forget, because that's whenever it goes into the sense of, you know, getting into college. You know, I remember my coach, my high school coach, always, you know, putting me in the right decision, put me in the right area, letting me know the things that I need to know whenever I get into college, and just building that situation of studying film. Like, we was watching stuff on Cluddle and everything in high school. You're kind of like, oh, we watching film. Like, why are we really doing that? You know what I mean? But it all paid off for a certain reason, because, you know, usually in high school, you're just like, man, let's just play the next team, you know? But, you know, we had the right coach to where he taught us a lot and everything, and it helped out whenever I got into the college and then also the National Football League.
All right, Marcus, we appreciate your time. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and good luck on Monday night against the Giants.
For sure. You guys have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thank
That's
you, Marcus.
Marcus Jones, defensive back, touchdown scorer, punt returner, captain, little man, jack of
boxed
all trades.
Boxed mac and cheese fan.
Boxed mac and cheese guy. There's a lot of layers to Marcus Jones. Coming up next year on WEEI Afternoons, we need to continue to break down this Patriots game. How you feeling about your team? Are they paper champions? We had a call. You know, what makes you think you should be a Super Bowl contender other than maybe your record? Why do you believe you could compete with the best teams in the National Football League, both in the AFC and in the NFC? 617-779-7937. Your phone calls and more conversation about where the Patriots stand now that Will Campbell, Jared Wilson, et al. Are injured. That's next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, I know quarterbacks, Marcus. Yeah, I know how they usually go to the check down. You don't want to go a little too aggressively.
Right.
Fitzy,
right.
We know how that is.
Yeah, well, sure. Are you kidding me?
Football guys.
If it's a day that ends in AY, I'm always reading QB's eyes.
Football
especially
guys from
big
way back.
Ones.
Yeah. So that was Marcus Jones moments ago breaking down how, he kind of baited Joe Flacco into what I think you could argue was a game-changing interception. If you don't get that, I don't know that I feel as good about how this game played out. Now, the offense got going and Drake got going. We've talked about that. But you needed a spark, and I think Vrabel said something to the effect of, you know, we gave them one, and then thankfully they gave us one back. And so you kind of balanced out the ledger there, Fitzy, with two big mistakes by the quarterbacks, and now we can all move on even and play the rest of the game.
First thing I said aloud when Marcus Jones ran that back, aside from, you've got to be kidding me, because I couldn't believe how obvious Flacco was with that. Like, he may as well have just said, hey, kid, wearing 25, catch. I mean, it was directly intended for him. It was.
Oh, yeah, it was benchable. If he's 23 years old or something, he's getting benched after a throw like that.
Oh, sit down. J.J. McCarthy, sit down.
Oh, my. Like Matt Castle. Remember when he got benched in that game? Like, that was a benchable offense.
A benchable offense, for sure.
He's 40-something years old. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's played on 12 teams.
But the first thing I thought was, holy smokes. Well, I used a different word. The Patriots are winning 14-10, and they kind of have no business having the lead right now.
Correct. Yes. The beginning of this game, and we're going to get into this in the top of the hour, there were some warts in this win. There were some
warts?
Nits to pick.
Yeah, to pick.
You know, you won the game, and I give you credit because I do think Marcus is right. I said this to you last, just go 1-0. Like that mentality, go 1-0 every week, and then the details. Learn from wins rather than learning from losses, as Vrabel has said. There's truth to that, but red zone offense, the run defense, the accuracy of the quarterback early, the lack of a run game in any form or fashion, the lack of really taking advantage of a defense that we thought was historically bad, or it is historically bad. It just didn't look historically bad against you on the field.
No, you made it look very NFL average, not historically bad.
Yes, even though they were getting injuries along the way. They lost a corner, I think it was, early with a corner already down. And there was some of that, but Joe Flacco gave you that play that helped spark it. Drake May sparked himself, or whatever you want to call it. And they made enough plays, as coaches like to say, to get away with the win. But there were certainly some times early in that game where, you know, you weren't feeling great. You were wondering, is this, Fitzy, the letdown or the trap or whatever, you know, adjective we want to use to describe when you lose a game you're not supposed to lose?
Yeah, trap game would have aptly applied, because you're playing a team you're almost a double-digit point favorite against. Everyone, including us, said it should be like a third preseason game. The starting quarterback, who was rumored to be returning, didn't come back. So you were facing the old man backup once again. And their number one wide receiver / the NFL's number one wide receiver was out. So you should have taken them to task and hung their laundry out. And instead, they almost did the same to you.
Let's squeeze in a quick phone call before we get to the top of the hour. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Gus down my way in Fall River. What's up, Gus?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, good. Hey, I'm going to tell you now right now, Giants fan for life. And, you know, I would have took the Patriots dynasties over my championships. But anyways, so we're going to the game next week on Monday.
Nice.
And I was thinking about selling the tickets because I wasn't really too sure.
No, no.
But we're gonna go ahead. And even though the Giants fired their defensive coordinator today, not going to predict a win, but it's going to be a good game.
All right, thanks for the call,
Gus.
That's
a great story.
Enjoy the game. Don't sell your tickets. If you're a lifelong Giants fan and the Giants are coming to Foxborough and you live in Fall River, get your ass to Gillette Stadium and watch your team play.
Also, you never know. Like, yesterday's Giants loss was a thoroughly entertaining affair. You saw Jameis Winston.
Fun loss.
Yeah. Andy, as constituted, you cannot have a more fun loss than they had.
Oh,
you
could.
You had Jameis throw a 50-yard flea flicker, and then Jameis caught a touchdown and barreled a guy over going into the end zone. Old pal Gunnar Olszewski involved in the play. Like, I mean, they're playing with house money.
You know what would be more fun? If my quarterback knew what month it was, if my running back had a leg that worked, and my star wide receiver was still playing.
You know what was more fun? Also said, Dan, what was the pregame chant? We outside, no, we inside, but we outside today. What was it?
All I was going to say is that that's not even the most fun, heartbreaking loss of the Giants season.
Right.
The freaking 37-34 debacle in Dallas
with the
Russell Wilson moon ball and all that kind of stuff.
No fun, sir, for the Giants and their fans this year between the injuries and the tough losses. This has been a terrible.
God.
Oh, yeah. Denver scored 72 points in the fourth quarter. Freaking Bo Nix put up 1,000,000 points and made all these plays after sucking. Like, it's been a terrible year for the New York Football Giants, but they're coming to Foxborough on Monday night for what should be a fun, entertaining
game.
Gus
will be there, right?
Yes, Gus will be there. Gus is going to take a bus to the game. Gus, bus to the game in Foxborough. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to break down some of those warts, Fitzy. What is most concerning about the win in Cincinnati? Is it the run defense? Is it the run offense? Is it the injuries? Is it anything else? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball, you can shut the light off now and go to break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.